Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Welcome back to another season of the Barbell Wonder Show. Thank you all for joining us again. And if you're new, welcome! This season is sure to be full of many adventures, lots of laughs, and hopefully some delicious snacks. Anyone else hungry? No? Just me? Okay. Anywho, my name is Grabstack. Some would call me the star of the show, even though I'm just a sidekick. A sidekick to a superhero. That's right, a superhero! And he happens to be my best friend, Bobby Wonder. Together, we help keep danger and mischief and supervillains away from our home here in the sleepy town of Pflugerville. And today's no different. Anything that should pop up, Bobby and I will bring back down.
I couldn't do anything without my trusted sidekick, Grabstack.
You really mean that, Bobby?
Of course, and after meeting your entire family on Floor last season, I have a newfound respect for you. You really are a special little alien.
Gee whiz, you're a great best friend.
What? This is so disgusting.
Mighty Mila, my greatest nemesis.
And Robozuki, her one-eyed evil robot sidekick.
That's right. It's Mighty Mila and Robozuki.
What are you two doing here?
Oh, nothing. Just was bored. This town is such a snooze. Nothing exciting ever happens here. Right, Robozuki? Do you maybe want to get into a battle or argue about something? Oh, start a food fight?
A food fight? What about a food bite?
Mighty Mila, no. Pflugerville is not a boring town. I won't let you get me into any trouble. Why don't you go read a book or finish some homework?
Read a book? Why read a book when I can listen to a podcast? Wink.
Reading is fun.
Oh, I know. Don't get me wrong. Reading is great. It's just... I've read all the books.
You've read all the books? That's impossible.
No, it's not. I've read them all. See? Robozuki backs me up.
Of course he's going to back you up. He's your sidekick.
Mighty Mila, there's no way you've read all the books in the world. There isn't enough time.
If you say so.
I don't say so. The world says so. Wait a minute.
What is it, Bobby?
Mighty Mila is just trying to trick us into arguing with her.
No, I'm not.
I won't fall for it. Go on, Mighty Mila. Get out of here and go back to your lair. We're not going to argue with you.
Ugh, fine. What's a supervillain to do? You'll regret this blobby blunder. Come on, Robozuki.
Damn Mighty Mila. She always likes to cause trouble. What do you think she'll do this time, Bobby?
I don't know, but whatever she does, we'll be there to stop it.
Hey, look! A floating chair!
That's odd.
Is it me, or are you getting shorter, Bobby Wonder?
I'm not getting shorter, Grabstack. You're floating up into the air.
I'm floating? Oh, I'm flying! I can fly!
What's going on? Look!
Everything is floating up into the air!
Even I'm floating, and I can already fly? It's like gravity no longer exists in Pflugerville.
Why? This is fantastic! Look at me fly! Wee! Wee!
I wonder if Mighty Mila is behind this.
If she is, let me thank her. I feel light as a feather. Look, there goes a flying mouse! Who would have thought you'd ever see that?
The whole town is floating! How did this happen?
Bobby Wonder! Grabstack! Hello!
Look, a flying Lucy Wow with her robotic sidekicks Kapow and Lenore!
I'm a mechanical pygmy goat that can play music out of my butt, and now I can fly, too!
Hop, hop, flop.
Lucy Wow, It appears gravity has been reversed. The entire town of Pflugerville is now floating into the sky. Mighty Mila must have done something.
It wasn't Mighty Mila. It was me.
You?
Yes, me. My latest invention, which I am affectionately calling Reverso, reversed the gravity in all of Pflugerville. Now everyone who is stuck on the ground can float around. Oh, that's a good tagline. Write that down, Kapow.
I don't know how to write.
Reversing gravity is fun and all, but don't you think something bad could happen? People aren't used to being airborne.
Now, Bobby, just because us folk who don't usually fly can now fly doesn't mean having no gravity is a bad thing. Look, could I ever have done a triple somersault in the air before? Ooh, I'm dizzy.
I know. I'm just worried.
Look around. The town is loving it. Everyone and everything is floating around. Oh, there goes Banana Stand Lady.
Eating a banana split upside down while flying over a tree is just such a bitter experience.
And there's Mr. Snood floating above town square.
I need to capture this floating essence into a candy and sell it. Floating was balls. No, flying whirlies. How can I make this happen?
How did you do this, Lucy?
Well, besides being a genius, I also discovered a shiny mineral in the caves underneath Pflugerville. This mineral, which I'm calling Gravitronite, when processed in my Reverso machine, releases a force field that reverses gravity in the area it's in.
Very smart.
I love it. I used to hate flying too. Well, more so the crash landing. But now I won't have to crash land with Bobby again. Oops, I didn't see Skittles the cat floating in front of me. Please don't claw me, Skittles! I'm okay, just a little wound.
I can't wait to showcase this invention at the World's Invention Fair. I'm sure everyone will be super impressed.
Ouch! I just floated into a flying skateboard! Oh, and now a floating rollerblade! Hoo-wee! People in Pflugerville gotta start tying their things down, otherwise everything will be floating away!
Oh no, I accidentally left the skylight and my factory opened, and now all my candy is flying out.
Ooh, free candy! Oh no!
Everyone in town is gonna get my candy now. This is awful.
Lucy, is there a way to unreverse Reverso?
I probably should have warned the town first. Now everyone is having issues. Let me just turn it off.
That didn't sound good.
Uh-oh.
That sounds even worse.
My Reverso, it's broken.
If it's off, shouldn't gravity get it back to normal?
No, unless I fix my Reverso, Pflugerville's going to be stuck without gravity forever.
Well, ain't that funny? The gravity in all of Pflugerville has been reversed. Now everyone and everything is flying and floating around topsy-turvy style. While it was fun at first, now everyone is crashing into each other or floating off towards space. Hopefully we aren't all going to be stuck like this. Lucy Wilde's got to fix her invention, and knowing her, she'll fix it quick. Maybe after a short break? Don't float away, we'll be right back.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
You didn't float away! Congratulations, that's great! Me? Oh, I'm just holding onto a tree. I didn't realize how hard floating and flying around without gravity would be, but it is difficult. Especially with everything else floating in your way. Maybe Lucy Wiles figured out how to fix her invention by now. Let's go see.
There goes the mayor, floating down Main Street while yelling on his cell phone. And is that a pack of flying dogs? They look like they are investigating something. Wait, is that my mailbox floating by? Things are out of control. Any luck yet, Luce?
Well, Bobby, I figured out why my reverso machine is no longer working.
You did? Great.
Or not so great.
That doesn't sound good.
Remember how I told you I found a shiny mineral called gravitronite that I processed through my reverso machine?
Yes, though some of the words still escape me.
Well, I'm out of the mineral. The gravitronite. In all the excitement of reversing gravity, I forgot to stock up on more.
Meaning?
In order to reverse gravity in the town, we must venture into the caves beneath Pflugerville to gather more gravitronite. Then I can turn the reversitron back on so I can reverse gravity.
Up, down, 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 way down.
How are we gonna get into the caves under Pflugerville when we can do nothing but float above?
Grabstack, it's almost like you forgot. I'm Bobby Wonder. I'm a superhero.
How could I ever doubt?
Bobby, if you and Grabstack can somehow venture into the caves beneath Pflugerville and gather enough gravitronite, I can put it into my reverso and fix everything. The gravitronite looks like...
Say no more, Lucy the Wow. Bobs and I have got this. We'll save the day, per usual.
Thanks, Grabstack. I appreciate it. But don't you want to know what the mineral looks like?
Oh. Yes, I guess that could help.
It's shiny.
And sparkly.
Bright light, night light.
Shiny, sparkly, bright. Sounds like the kind of thing I would love. We're on it. All right. Now, Bobby, where do we go?
To the caves.
Okay. And where are the caves?
Below the city. I think I know where an entrance is, but it's time for me to use my super flying speed. This floating won't do.
I knew this moment would come, and I am prepared. Time for super flying speed. Whoa! Not too bad when you're moving so fast that you can't even see. Just as long as you don't crash into a cave or anything.
I can see the cave entrance now.
That'll do it. I'm okay. Just add crashing to a cave ceiling next to being attacked by a cat, getting hit by a skateboard, and getting hit by a rollerblade onto my injury list for the day.
We've made it to the Pflugerville Caves. Do you see any gravitronite?
I don't see anything shiny, sparkly, or bright. In fact, I can't see a thing. Can someone turn on a light in this cave?
I can use the flashlight I keep in my knapsack.
Smart. Ah! Bobby, you and I, we're on the roof of the cave!
Correct. Looks like the gravity is reversed in here, too.
I've never seen a cave from upside down. I like it.
That means these are all stalactites, not stalagmites.
What?
Stalagmites are mineral formations that form on cave floors while stalactites grow on the ceilings.
I feel like you told me this before, Bobby Science. They all look the same to me and none of them look shiny. Ouch! Watch out for that stalactite!
I wonder how deep into the cave this gravitronite could be.
That doesn't sound good. What was that?
It could have been just a cave echo of some sort.
Or a bear.
I doubt there's a bear in this cave.
No, I'm saying, look, a bear!
Don't freak out. The bear is asleep.
Bobby, I think we could leave the cave now. Float around town for the rest of time. How important is gravity, really?
Come on, Grabstack. We can sneak past the bear. He's still hibernating. He doesn't even realize he's now asleep on the cave ceiling.
I wish I was sleeping through this.
Let's just inch around, carefully, like this.
Maybe this is a friendly bear. Bears are friendly, right?
Just one more step and...
Ah, I'm falling!
Not the bear's head.
Hello, bear. Good morning. It's a lovely day outside. Did you know that the gravity is reversed and you're on the cave's ceiling? No? Okay. Well, great talking with you.
Run!
I have tiny little legs. Pick me up.
Turn here. Hide.
Shh. I'm trying to be quiet, but I'm in fear of my life, Bubba Wonder.
I think we lost the bear.
Oh, good. We lost the bear. Phew. Now what? We have no idea where we are.
What's that glow?
I don't know. It sure is shiny and sparkly. And it's giving away our hiding spot.
Grabsack.
The Gravitronite.
Thanks for leading me right to the Gravitronite. Now I'm going to take it all to make sure Pflugerville stays upside down forever.
Mighty Mila.
How does she know about the Gravitronite?
Silly fools. I transformed myself and Robozuki into your mailbox and listened to your whole conversation with Lucy Wow and followed you here.
I knew that mailbox looked suspicious.
I have to thank Lucy for causing so much chaos in town for me. Now I want to make sure it stays like that forever. Catch me if you can!
Mighty Mila took all the Gravitronite and blasted out of the cave. We have to stop her and get back the minerals.
I think the bear is coming back. So I support this plan. Get us out of here. Get us out of this cave, Bobby Wonder.
I've never felt more happy to be flying with Bobby Wonder. I don't even care if we crash land.
I see Mighty Mila and Robozuki. They're floating high above the town square. Mighty Mila, give us the Gravitronite.
Ugh, why? Don't you love the chaos of a town with no gravity? Everything is flying and floating all over the place. Look, there goes Mr. Snoot, floating amongst the pumpkins and the watermelons. Looking pretty angry. Isn't it great?
No, it's time for things to get back to normal.
Fine. Good luck getting all the mineral pieces now.
She threw the Gravitronite in every direction, Bobby Wonder. Time for you to shine.
Watch me fly.
I forgot how fast he can go!
Got all the pieces. Let's get them to Lucy.
Bobby Wonder! I was watching from atop the elementary school's roof. Hurry! Let's put all the Gravitronite into the Reverso! Oops! Probably should have warned everyone I was turning the gravity back on.
Boo! Pflugerville was much better when everyone and everything was floating around in chaos. Thanks for the great ideas, though, Lucy. Next time, I'll be the one to cause the trouble. Come on, Robozuki!
I've never been so happy to have my two little alien feetsies on solid ground. Being able to float and fly around was good fun, but also felt so dangerous. Did a pumpkin just land on me? I knew it. I'm okay. pumpkin.
Bobby Wonder, thanks for saving the day. I really should have thought more about my invention this time. Creating something that affects a whole town like that is pretty irresponsible. I probably should have just limited its range to my barn. Now I know for my next creation. And I'm glad to have a friend like you who can fly, speed blast, and get back cave minerals from an annoying nemesis.
No problem, Lucy. Your inventions always amaze me, even this one. But you're right, next time, maybe let someone know before you reverse gravity an entire town.
Wowzers! Am I glad everything is back to normal here in Pflugerville? Having gravity reversed and being able to float and fly as high in the sky as I wanted was pretty fun, but soon things got out of control. Thankfully, Bobby Wonder saved the day, despite Mud and Mila's interference, and Lucy learned a valuable lesson about messing with the laws of nature. What would you do if you could fly anywhere for a day? The possibilities are endless. Ooh-wee, if I had that chance again, I'd probably fly around, eat all the snacks floating in the air. Guess that was a missed opportunity. So many bananas were flying. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There are tons of other shows out there to listen to. Now, I gotta get the rest of this pumpkin off me. Maybe I'll make it into a pie. Hooey, pumpkin pie. Don't that sound nice? Don't want that floating off, though, do we? Be pie in the sky. Bye!
Go, kid, go!
Food is an important part of our lives. Not only do we need it to be strong and healthy, but it can be a way we connect with others, like when you're sitting around the dinner table with friends or family. So what happens when someone commits a food crime? Food crimes are things like sneaking Halloween candy before school with a sibling, or making dessert that only you like, even when the whole family was looking forward to dessert. There are two sides to every story, so when a food crime is committed, we simply have to hear the whole truth. And in the show Food Crimes, you can listen as real kids bring their real stories to the food court. They explain the crime in question and make their case to the judge. So if you'd like to see if justice is served, be sure to listen to Food Crimes wherever you listen to podcasts.